Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy. Our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Kaushal. I am co-founder and CEO of DeepMoney.ai. And essentially, we create technology for trading and investments. We are based out of Colombia. And it's my first time in Canada and Toronto.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I mean, it's my first time too, but
thanks a lot.
So how does this work? Yeah. Where do you fit into the process?
Yeah. So I'll use an analogy just like how we drive cars.
Perfect.
So when we drive a car, we have like the navigation systems, mm-hmm. which allows us or guide us through the route from destination A to B. And then somebody has to drive the car. Or now we have a self-driving car technology where it can be an autonomous car. So similarly, in case of trading and investments in capital markets, there are a lot of startups and a lot of innovation on the navigation and on the data side, like there are robo-advisors, there are platforms which generate signals, give recommendations,
sure.
and they do all the analysis. But that's just the first part which gives a direction to the market or suggestion to act. But then somebody has to do the trading and investment. So that is where today, like most of the retail investors who use trading platforms, they take those decisions on their expertise and their experience. But then there is other aspect where technology innovation is coming in, where big investment funds, hedge funds, financial institutions, and they are building technologies to automate all the trading aspect. Now, that has always been the case over the last 30, 40 years. There is a lot of innovation over there, but that technology is available only to hedge funds and big institutions. So DeepMoney is building that technology in such a way where this technology can be available to retail investors so that they can automate some part of their decision-making process. Mm-hmm. And also, we are designing technology so it can be also developed and used for bots. So our technology is kind of hybrid. We design it for humans and we design it for bots. And we think it's very important because like any other field, like if I want to drive a car, I have to learn to drive a car, I have to get a license. Any professional field, if I'm a doctor, I need to have certain training and expertise and I get a license to practice.
Sure.
But in investment, that's not the case. In investment, we feel that, okay, if I have some information, I can do investment. And that is where I think so the challenges are. So we want to solve some of those problems. And that is where DeepMoney is working today.
Okay. So it's kind of giving that, not exactly certification,
sure.
but it's giving that level of knowledge
True.
That,
it's like an add-on.
That most investors yeah. would be missing.
Exactly.
Especially getting started where you're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, so we have, that's why we have developed two levels of technology.
Okay.
One is, in some cases, if somebody says, I want an autonomous bot to do all the trading for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So it takes all the signals and information as an input, and it has the capability to drive its way from point A to point B and manage your investments completely autonomously. Yeah. Now, there are some investors who say, no, I don't want to do that. Maybe I just want to invest it on my own. In that case, we have, exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll help them to do it better. There are technology platforms which try to do that. What we are trying to do is we are doing it in a much more transparent and human way. Yeah. So
okay.
that we can easily interpret the information, because investment can become a lot like numbers and a lot of information, a lot of indicators. So it becomes a bit confusing for normal investors. So we are trying to simplify that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I have researched mm-hmm. on several occasions
yes.
the whole investment thing, and I always look at it and I'm like, no, I'm not,
True.
No.
True. And that is where that is
too much going on.
Exactly. And that is where we are trying to, in a way, democratize the autonomous technology, because the reality is that if you are trading in markets today, whether it's Canada, US, Europe, every time a human puts a trade, on the other side, invariably there is a machine.
Mm-hmm.
So we are already in an environment where you are actually trading against machines. So in that way, we need to prepare well. I think it's very important.
Like evens out the playing field.
Exactly. And it's very important to not only research and educate ourselves about it, but be very conscious about it, that investing is a very important responsibility, mm-hmm. even if it's our own funds, because again, it's savings for people. So that is where sometimes, when we are working with our team, we say, look, we have to develop the technology not only for bots, but how we can make it easily accessible to humans also. So if you see Tesla as a car, they have certain features like self-driving features where the car is not completely autonomous, mm-hmm. but still they have certain features which help to make driving experience better. So we also develop similar technology. Now to prove all this technology, we are developing also our own hedge fund in Latin America, which is going to be the first autonomous hedge fund in Latin America as well.
Wow.
Because what we decided as a team is that all the technology that we want to give it to our investors and our enterprise customers, we have to prove it. Mm-hmm. And the best way to prove it is in live markets and not just in a lab. So that is also what we are doing. Yeah.
What kind of input information does your system take in to make these decisions?
Correct. So what we use as input is purely price action data from the live markets. There are other companies who do a lot of other alternative data analysis, like geospatial analytics, where they can give you live data on what is the traffic in Walmart parking lots in US, or what is the movement of oil tankers across the globe. So there are a lot of companies who do a lot of complex data analysis. There are companies who are looking at social media. They're looking at Twitter feeds of Donald Trump. They're looking at news websites. So there are a lot of companies who do all that kind of analysis. So for us, what we do is we just use them as a service provider, a third party. So we just use that information in our platform. Mm-hmm. But our main focus is on price action. So a car needs all the information from the live environment. So even if the navigation system fails, our car has to drive itself safely. So similarly, the way we have designed our system is that we have designed it so that you can use very specific and very little information from the market, understand the behavior and the logic over there, and then execute the transaction so that it doesn't depend on a lot of data. Because when there is a lot of data also, the decision-making process becomes slow and complex, and there are external factors which can influence the decision-making. So we try to isolate that, and we work with very little data.
Okay. Yeah, because when you start bringing in, I don't want to say unstructured data, but unpredictable data.
Yes.
Human adjustable data.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
what I'm looking for.
Absolutely.
Then you can start gaming your system.
Absolutely.
Like what we saw with Tay from Microsoft.
Absolutely.
It was, 2 hours, and that thing went from being a clean chatbot to being super racist.
Exactly.
Like, she went sideways real quick because she was taking input from an uncontrolled environment.
You're very right, because every day there are new sources of information. So there is actually absolutely no limit to how much data we can get and how mm-hmm. much we can process. And rightly said, it should be predictable data and human adjustable data. And the other factor which always is missed out is because a lot of technology which is using innovation and automation and a lot of data, they forget there is a cost of computing. So also there is, of course, cloud access is available. There is a low cost there. But if you see the cost of computing is very, very high when you have lots of data.
Yeah.
So in case of trading and investment, the cost of computing is a cost of transaction and a cost on investment. Mm-hmm. So a lot of hedge funds and big institutions, they have the capabilities and capacity to invest millions of dollars in infrastructure. What we are doing is we are completely opposite of it. So the way we are designing our system is that our analysis or our AI models should be able to work on a very, very low computing power, maybe a one GPU kind of a scenario. Because if you are analyzing thousands of instruments in 16 or 17 global markets, and if we are a startup hedge fund, let's put it this way, then maybe it doesn't make business sense to invest millions of dollars in infrastructure. So the way we are trying to bring down the cost so that it can be easy for our investors, both on the enterprise and retail side, is that our cost of computing is very, very low. So we use very little data, which is very important for decision making. And then everything else, we just try to filter it out, which helps us to improve decision making. So our cost of computing is almost less than $1 per instrument in the markets.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and that is because we are thinking as a hedge fund, but as a startup hedge fund.
Yeah.
And that is what we are trying to do. So, like, these are some of the challenges that we took on early as a startup.
Mm-hmm.
In order to ensure that we can resolve these difficult problems. And then once we are through that in this early stage of R&D and developing it, then I think so the scalability is just unlimited.
Gotcha. Very cool.
Yeah.
As an alpha, where are you in this process?
Correct. So we are right now live in two markets, in US and India markets.
Nice.
We are testing it for over 3 months now. Yeah. We are not doing any fundraising directly, but we are doing fundraising through strategic partnerships. Yeah. We are bootstrapped. I have done the investments because I had an exit from another startup in Latin America, which was very successful over there. And now we are focusing on this one. So over the next 6 months, our plan or our strategy is to build the system so that we can analyze and invest in 16 global markets. We will also make this technology available to our enterprise customers. Our initial model is B2B2C. So we would probably tie up with companies like TMX Group, exchanges across the globe.
Okay.
Also, we are looking at partnering with trading platforms so that this technology that we have developed, they can pass it on to their customers. And then, in parallel, we are also scaling up our own hedge fund so that all this technology can be tested there so that the go-live or the go-to-market cycle is much more easier for our customers also.
And how big is your team currently?
Right now, we are about 5 people. 3 of them are full-time. 2 of them are part-time. Yeah.
Okay.
We are all based out of LATAM. And one of the objectives to come over here to Toronto also is to see if we can set up our team here in the ecosystem here in Canada.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yes.
That's interesting. I really, financial stuff is fascinating to me, especially investment stuff. But I have never quite wrapped my head around it. So
yeah.
It's cool to see something like this out there.
What
is your, did you say what your timeline for go-to-market is?
We are live right now.
Okay.
We are into beta testing right now.
Right.
But by end of this year, quarter four this year, we will be live completely.
Nice.
In 16 global markets.
Very cool. I can't wait to see this thing in action. If people want to find out more about what you're up to, how can they find out?
You can always visit to deepmoney.ai. Also, there you will find my email and my contact details. We are a very open company, so there are no secrets to it. I think the secret to doing good investment is common sense and good education and good technology. So reach us out. We are very happy to share our research also. We are patenting a couple of technologies that we have developed, so we are happy to share it with people who are interested and finding out more about it. And we are also always looking to growing our team. So you're always welcome to reach us out.
Very
awesome.
Cool.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Also. Yes.
Have a good rest of the show.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.